This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for October 26, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. We lead off JLN today with a story that I wrote. The title is Peter Wind, Longtime Industry Colleague and Mentor, Passes Away. It is with a heavy heart I report that former Cargill Investor Services executive Peter Wind has passed away at the age of 70. Peter was the chairman of the advisory committee of John J. Lothian & Company, a good friend and mentor to me and to many in the industry. He died at home on Saturday after collapsing in the morning. He was alone at the time as his wife Stephanie was at their son's home helping with a new grandchild. He had not been ill. Wind was an early supporter of what became the John Lothian newsletter. It was Bernie Dan who relayed the news of Wind's passing, and it was Dan who first introduced my newsletter to Wind and fellow CIS executive Jan Way. Wind and Way both reached out to me after reading my newsletter for several weeks, inviting me to lunch. They wanted to know who I was and why I knew so much about the industry and the markets. Wind became the prime salesman for JLN as he used my newsletter as a calling card. When he called on a prospect, he would ask them if they read JLN, and if not, he said he would get them on the distribution list. At one time, I had over 200 CIS employees receiving JLN in the early days because of Peter's pitching. Wind became more than a supporter of JLN, he became a friend. He lived just a couple of towns south of me. He was a member of the same denomination of Christian church as me, the United Church of Christ. He had a summer home not too far from the spot in Michigan where my family went to church camp. There's also a story, Remembrances of Peter Wind. These are remembrances from industry colleagues. The first one is from Bernie Dan. My good friend and colleague for 35 years, Peter C. Wind, suddenly passed away on Saturday, October 24, 2020. My thoughts and prayers are with Peter's family, especially his beautiful wife Stephanie, during this difficult time. Peter was a good man and cared deeply about his family and friends. He was a mentor to many and was always trying to help those in need. He made us all laugh. His infectious humor was priceless. His keen intellect, thirst for knowledge, and broad interests enabled Peter to live an interesting and fulfilling life. To read the rest of these remembrances, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments from today's Hits and Takes section of JLN. JLN staff is mourning the passing of our friend and mentor, Peter Wind. We are joined in this grief by his colleagues at Cargill, Penson, MF Global, and many other firms where he touched people's lives. Personally, I am just numb from the loss. We have created a memorial reflection page on johnlothiannews.com and already have reflections from Bernie Dan, Jan Way, Chris Malo, Carl Gilmore, and Tony McCormick. If you would like to share a reflection for us to publish on this page, please email me at johnlothian@johnlothian.com. Thank you to all who have already expressed sympathy for Peter's passing on social media and via email. It is surprise deaths like this that reinforce my drive to capture the stories for the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the path to electronic trading. Peter Wind shared how he once went into the Eurodollar pit to fill an order for a Cargill Investor Services hedge fund client, something he rarely did. He wanted a better price and started to offer rather than buy the order. He was spoofing the market, as many brokers would do. But this time someone took him up on the offer and he got backwards on the order. He ended up chasing the market higher to fill the buy order. He explained what he had done to the customer and the customer took the sale trade loss for Peter. That was the last time he did that. And that is how spoofing was handled in the pit. The FIA announced Boca 2021 will be virtual on March 16th to 18th. Due to the coronavirus, this has been the best course of action for the FIA to take. They intend to move back to in-person conferences as soon as it is safe to do so. The FIA has released a major clearinghouse data initiative, CCP Tracker. See the John Lothian newsletter on johnlevyannews.com for the link. The Wall Street Journal reports that COVID-19 is surging at weddings, dinner parties, and group events. I know it is tough, but think hard about going to group events, please. We had one new donation to the JLN Markets Wiki GoFundMe campaign from JLN Advisory Committee member Diane Saucier. Thank you, Diane, and all who have given and all those who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. The Chicago Tribune is reporting that billionaire Ken Griffin, in battle with Governor J.B. Pritzker over graduated income tax amendment, has upped his stake to $53.75 million to oppose it. Here is some additional JLN original content. We have a video interview. Hong Kong Exchange's Kevin Rideout talks about MSCI move to Hong Kong Exchange from SGX. Hong Kong and Exchanges and Clearing Limited recently signed a long-term agreement with MSCI to list their indices in Hong Kong rather than in Singapore at SGX, which had listed the contracts for decades. John Lothian of John Lothian News, that's me, interviewed Hong Kong Exchange executive Kevin Rideout over Zoom last Thursday to ask him about Hong Kong Exchange's plans for the MSCI Index Suite. I asked him how the deal had occurred, the audience Hong Kong Exchange is targeting for the products, and why these indices are important to global investors. To watch the video, go to johnlothiannews.com. The spread this week with Matt Rabel is titled A Freight Train of Volatility. This week on the spread, CBOE is set to acquire bids, TT branches out to South Africa, and more. To watch this video, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. The FIA announces Boca 2021 virtual March 16th to 18th. FIA will host its annual Boca conference virtually from March 16th to 18th. FIA remains committed to providing forums both in person and virtually for the industry to meet, discuss topical issues, and engage with peers, regulators, and clients. However, due to the ongoing safety concerns about the coronavirus globally, which most experts expect to continue for at least the first half of 2021, FIA will not hold an in-person event in March. We intend to move back to our regular industry-leading in-person conferences as soon as it is safe to do so. Until then, FIA virtual events will continue to provide a critical platform for dialogue and engagement. We look forward to working with the industry to deliver a virtual Boca that measures up to the quality of thought leadership programming you've come to expect from the Boca conference. The FIA also released a CCP tracker, quarterly data on risk exposures at Derivatives Clearinghouse. The CCP tracker is designed to provide greater transparency into the amount of risk in the global clearing system and the financial resources available to protect the system from losses. Using the public quantitative disclosures published by derivatives clearinghouses on a quarterly basis, the CCP tracker contains a set of charts and tables that allow users to compare several key metrics for each quarter going back to the second half of 2015. The COVID pandemic is making everyone more susceptible to scams. This is a story from Bloomberg. Thieves have used fake calls, fake text, fake puppies, fake arrest warrants, and more to steal millions of dollars this year. There's one group of people for whom 2020 couldn't have been more perfect if they scripted it themselves. Scammers. A world ravaged by COVID-19 has all the elements long identified by researchers as the key reasons why fraud thrives in the aftermath of disasters, emotional upheaval, financial distress, and the rupture of regular support networks. The New York Post has a story: the baseball card market is thriving thanks to COVID-19. Forget the anxiety of the stock market. Savvy investors are looking to Mickey Mantle Baseball cards are a safe, reliable way to grow your investment portfolio, according to a new report the Daily Mail has reported. And it's all about blue chip names like Yankee legend Mantle. My sons inherited my stepbrother-in-law's baseball card collections, including some real gems. This will make them very happy. The Washington Post has a story: the U.S. and Europe are losing the coronavirus battle. President Trump's White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, made a telling admission. "We're not going to control the pandemic," Meadows said Sunday on CNN's State of the Union, suggesting that the spread of the coronavirus was a fait accompli and that containment was not a central plank of the White House strategy. On Friday, the United States recorded a single-day high of more than 83,000 cases. The next day, it was just 39 cases short of the previous mark. The BBC has a story: COVID-19, U.S. pulls plan to give early vaccine to Santa Claus. The U.S. has canceled plans to offer Santa Claus performance early access to a coronavirus vaccine in exchange for their help in promoting it publicly. Here are the top three most read stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was John Lothian News: How We Think and What We Think About Peak Six Is About to Change, a story that I wrote. Second was the New York Times: When Libertarianism Goes Bad. That story was originally titled How Many Americans Will Ayn Rand Kill? Third was the Chicago Tribune's Battle of Billionaires: Griffin Slams Pritzker Push for Graduated Income Tax Amendment in an Email to Employees. Here are your MarketsWiki statistics of the day. The site has 121,123,304 pages viewed, with 24,477 pages on the site, with 226,453 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about it, and if you haven't yet, please write a review about it on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian Newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.